Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in Wednesday edition, along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Julio Sanchez producing once again today. It's been no secret, my least favorite running back is LeSean McCoy. I didn't like him ring chasing at the end. He stunk for us.
That's right.
Then he went on and latched on in Tampa, too. And
right.
Now he'll forever be two-time Super Bowl champion LeSean McCoy.
Yes, he will.
Even though he was good for a long time without a Super Bowl.
Yeah. He was fine without a Super Bowl.
He got two
right?
Super Bowls when he was not good.
Right.
In his last two stops. That sticks with me the wrong way. So I have an irrational.
You have an irrational hatred
yep. for LeSean McCoy.
Right. Which we all have an irrational hate probably for somebody that you really shouldn't have an irrational hate for. That's why it's called an irrational hate.
Yeah. Yeah. I just don't like it. He'll forever be two-time Super Bowl champ, and then
right.
he can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is he's a two-time
Super
Bowl
champion. He's a Super Bowl champion.
And that pisses me off.
Tell us how you really feel.
He did nothing to contribute to those two Super Bowls. But he's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
That's right.
In this case, he's talking, so I'll take it. As he was revealing, he went to a... He did phrase it funny, too. He's like, I went to a rich people's party. He goes, you know, we're athletes, we're rich and all, but this was a rich people's party.
That's right. Different like element out there, right? This is like Mission Hill's party. Yeah.
just the way he kind of described it was pretty funny. So he bumps into Robert Kraft.
Oh, it really is a rich people's party.
That's
then.
What he's saying.
That's
he's
right.
like Billy, they're party. They're rich people, and there's like
Robert Kraft.
And his buddies.
There had better been good hors d'oeuvres at this thing. Like, they had better had shrimp on this thing and not water chestnuts disguised as scallops wrapped in bacon. Yeah, terrible. No, scam.
There's a lot of plates of things.
Yes, yes. People in tuxedos serving you crudités.
Yeah, you're not walking up to a table. The table's walking up to you.
That's right. Past hors d'oeuvres. Let's go. That's a rich people's party. Somebody's carrying around champagne flutes. Let's go.
I think that's the picture.
Places you and I don't get to go to.
That's the picture I'm painting. But he was on the I Am Athlete podcast and discussed an encounter with Robert Kraft. And, of course, their mutual friend now, Tom Brady.
Correct.
Was on Shady's mind.
I said, hey, Mr. Kraft, how you doing? You know what I mean? A little small talk. Let's get to the serious thing, right? What's going on? Cut the small talk. What happened with the Brady thing? How you let Tommy leave? Look, he's like this. Oh, I love Tommy, this and that, all that. I'm mad he left. I told Bill, damn it, because he won a championship. Like, damn it, you let Tom win a championship. It's time for you to win one. Like, yeah, he's out the gate. What you going to do? He'll never win another championship ever again. That is dead.
So Shady thinks Belichick's never went to title again.
Right.
And that basically Kraft put him on watch.
Yeah, put him on watch. I mean,
Tom Brady won a title. What are we doing here?
Right.
Which I actually don't find unreasonable.
No.
They should always be striving for titles. Sure sounds like Kraft blames Bill for Tom Brady leaving.
No doubt.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, although he could have had something to say. He could have made the choice.
Right.
He could have made the choice. Quarterback or coach, you could have sided with
him. Do you really think it came down to Bill Belichick saying either he goes or I go?
Probably not, but it was probably just like the ships had sailed.
I think Tom was just ready to go.
Tom was ready to go, and you might not be able to talk him out of it anyway.
Correct.
Like, it was just done.
It was time.
It was just time.
Yeah.
But also, it could be hindsight by Kraft. We don't know, right?
Absolutely.
It could be hindsight by Kraft. Like, well,
I thought he was washed up too. And look, he went on and won a title.
Look, he's in his mid-40s. Eventually, you're going to have to move on from that quarterback, you would think.
So even for a Hall of Fame bound guy, the clock ticks, man, especially in the NFL. Things turn over all the time. Kraft isn't getting any younger either. Right? Yep. So if he's not satisfied and wants to win a title, I don't have a problem with that. Go ahead and send it. Even if it's Bill Belichick, but you got to set him a timetable and you got to provide him the resources to try to win now.
Well, and the resource is finding that right quarterback. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Could they trade Mac Jones this offseason and look to upgrade at the quarterback position? Jimmy Garoppolo is rumored now maybe going to the Washington football team. Maybe Russell Wilson is staying in Seattle right now. Who the hell knows what's going to happen there? Is there an ability to get better at that quarterback position? Because the New England Patriots now, Josh, are in the same position that everybody else has been in the last 20 years. Do you have a quarterback that's good enough to beat Josh Allen? And the answer to that question right now is unequivocally no. I don't think anybody in the AFC East right now has a quarterback that is good enough to beat Josh Allen to win that division. And so until you get that position figured out, or if Mac Jones grows and becomes that quarterback eventually down the road, you have to wait until you get that position solved. By that time, Bill Belichick could be in his 73, 74, 75 years old. So how long is this going to be like an ultimatum for Bill Belichick to go out there and win the Super Bowl? What's Kraft going to do? Fire Bill Belichick if he doesn't win the Super Bowl? Force him to retire? Because even right now, if you're ready to move on from Bill Belichick, you're not finding a better head coach. Don't tell me Josh McDaniels is going to be better than what Bill Belichick is able to do.
I don't care if he hasn't evolved and done blah, 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 blah. He's still got a window in that regard.
Right. Yes. So Bill Belichick will still lead his team in the postseason.
To McDaniels or to Steve.
No, you're not handing it over to Steve Belichick. Not a chance. Now, that guy with the mullet, he's not getting it. Yeah. No, not a chance that they turn it over to him. But it sounds like to me like the owner really doesn't believe in his coach anymore and is looking around going, I made the wrong decision here. I won 6 championships. That's not enough, obviously.
Well,
but now I've got this coach who hasn't done anything without Tom Brady, Super and I saw Tom Brady to win the Super Bowl.
Super
right?
Bowls are chocolate cake, man.
Super Bowls are chocolate cake.
Andy told us you
right?
want more of it, right? So. But Kraft wants more chocolate cake.
I mean, Bob Kraft should be more concerned right now with the Patriots being able to win his division, let alone a Super Bowl. Until they can figure out how to win the division and own that division again, they're not going to win any Super Bowls. I don't think Bill Belichick gets another one. I just don't. I don't think he's got a quarterback right now that's good enough to put him in that position.
Well, I don't know. It's a rookie quarterback still that played a lot early on. You don't know.
Mm-hmm. Still too early for that, I think.
I think. Bit. And what did they ask him to do this year? It didn't sound like they trusted him with much.
Not
this year,
not much. Okay? Not much.
So can you expand his game as you move forward and do that in short order? But you're still talking about an AFC that's loaded too, man.
You are.
AFC's loaded with quarterbacks and young quarterbacks and teams presumably on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think the odds are, unless they take a swing at a Russell,
which is possible.
Which is possible. I doubt it.
Anything's possible.
Anything's possible.
NFL.
But something like that where they get a quick fix quarterback now, or Deshaun Watson situation somehow figures it out.
Right.
Because if that ever resolves, he's a good quarterback.
Sure
right?
he is, yeah.
Now maybe a year off will stunt that, I don't know. But he could make you an instant contender. Those types, shy of that type of thing, I just don't know that he's got a coaching window long enough to say, oh yeah, he's gonna be able to do this.
Yeah, but I mean, you just start looking at the quarterbacks, just not in the AFC East, but in the AFC as a whole. Where does Mac Jones rank right now? He's behind Buffalo. He's behind Cincinnati. He's behind Baltimore. He's behind Kansas City. He's probably behind, you know, the Los Angeles Chargers at this point in time. I mean, that's 5 right there that are better than you, and that's just going off the top of your head. You start to look at it and really get into it. He's probably the 2nd or 3rd best quarterback in the AFC East, depending on how you feel about Tua. I'm not a huge fan. I don't think the Dolphins are either. I don't know what they are, you know, with Tua, but I don't know that he's better than Tua, worse than Tua. So they're kind of 2A and 2B, and then Zach Wilson has still got a way to go as well with his situation. I mean, Tennessee has a better quarterback right now, and Ryan Tannehill. Like, these teams that are left right now in the postseason have better quarterbacks than what Mac Jones has to offer. And so you can put these ultimatums on your coaches, but you as ownership can you do and will you do what's necessary to give the coach the opportunity to win? And if they don't go out there and get a quarterback that's better than what they have right now, Bill Belichick's probably going to just age out of the job and get to a point where he's in his mid-70s. He goes, yeah, I'm done here. I'm ready to move on. And then the Patriots really will be starting over.
We are taking your Kansas City unwritten rules throughout the show today at 913-576-7610 on the text line. We're compiling a list of Kansas City's unwritten rules.
Okay.
One of the ones I have is we don't like your barbecue.
I had that on my list too.
Wherever,
no matter where you go, your barbecue sucks.
We don't like yours.
We don't want yours. We have no interest in yours. I don't care how good it may be. I'm out of this business.
I've become pretty provincial on that, and I reluctantly like other locations.
Yeah.
Pretty much I don't.
No.
Pretty much I refuse to like yours.
Yeah, I had that on my list as well.
We don't like your barbecue, specifically yours.
Right, whatever it is, whether it's Texas or Carolina or Memphis or whatever other barbecue that you have out there, yours is no good compared to ours. Mine is if you are from out of town or performing a concert, know what state you're in and never, ever make a mistake.
Right.
Know
your location.
Know your location. Whether you're That's on the Kansas one. Side, whether you're on the Missouri side, know That's where you one. Are. And if you get it wrong, be ready for the wrath of God.
Someone just sent in a text in reference to, and I'm not going to say what it, I'm not going to completely read the text.
Okay.
Because we can all piece it together. It's got elements of Bob Kraft.
Uh-huh.
Elements of Deshaun Watson.
Right.
And it makes perfect sense.
And it makes perfect
not,
sense. Yes, right.
No.
That's right. Well, we all know what happened when Bob Kraft, before he came to Kansas City for that AFC championship game.
When he got sidetracked before the AFC championship game. So they may have something in common. That's all the texture
was. He may have a soft spot in his heart for Deshaun.
913-576-7610. Your Kansas City unwritten rules. We'll continue to compile that throughout the show today. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs need to toughen up for round two. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We discussed this a little bit earlier in the show. Want you to weigh in as well. Give us a call at 913-576-7610. We were discussing the potential to stream Royals baseball on television.
That's right.
Finally.
Yeah.
And that Bally Sports has come up with an app. Story out now projects it to be about $225 a year, which I think is high.
I think it's very high.
I think it's very high compared to what you're getting.
For basically a six-month app, you know.
But would you pay it? What's your price point?
Mm-hmm.
That you can only watch your team.
And you can only,
basically get your team.
You're just buying the Royals. That's
right.
Pretty much it.
Which is fine. I don't need another team, but not for that price point.
No.
I mean, the price point is astronomical.
So what's your price point? 913-576-7610. Call in, weigh in. I think they missed the mark.
I'm anxious to hear what you guys think about this because I have DirecTV, so I have Bally's. I don't have to go out there and pay for this app. I'm an antiquated dinosaur. I still have the cable hooked up to the house in every single room, so that's the way I operate. That's the way I roll. But I want to be able to have my games when I want them. I like the convenience of that. But I know this world is changing, and everybody's going to streaming, and we've got a lot of streaming services as well. At no point did I ever look at a streaming service and go, 20-some bucks a month for that? I'm not paying
for just that.
I think it's been established already. Like, all of these streamers have established that it's not going to be a lot of money for you to stream their services. You get the $5 app. You get the $7 app. That's manageable. People can handle that. You start getting into the double figures, you better be offering me every movie and television show under the sun, not just 162 baseball games. I think Bally's has totally missed the mark on this. So, but I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about it.
Would you pay it, and what's your price point?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 913-576-7610. You can continue to weigh in that same number on the text line, your Kansas City unwritten rules. All right, Chiefs going to have to play tough coming up on Sunday. Of the Chiefs' losses this year, I only have two games where I would say they got big boyed.
Yeah, that's it. That's two. That's it. Yep.
They got big boy. They got out muscled. They got out physicaled. And that is the Tennessee game and the Buffalo game.
That's right.
Those are two games where I'm like, okay, those are two AFC contenders at the time when you played them, and they end up being that way too, right? At the tail end of it, unlike the fake Browns at the beginning of the year or whatever.
Right.
But those are two games where I said, you got big boyed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was the difference?
Right.
Got beat up front.
Mm-hmm.
They dominated up front. That can't happen on Sunday. Chiefs need to get after things up front and be more physical. Danny Hughes, Chiefs color analyst, joined us on the show yesterday. And he says, yeah, that Bills' first meeting was physical, and it was physical in our house.
It left a really sour taste in my mouth in the last matchup because I thought their game plan, it worked to perfection, and you give them credit, but their game plan was to be really physical early, wear some of the flags, challenge some of the officials to throw flags on how physical they were with Travis Kelce and our wide receivers, and they did it. They drew some flags early, and it was almost like their MO was the referees are not going to throw flags all game. And if you watch that game, there was some questionable non-calls late that just kind of didn't allow us to get into rhythm. Now, I'm not saying that we would have won that game, but I'm just thinking that their game plan was be physical, wear some flags early, and then set the tone that way. And I don't like when teams come into Arrowhead and they're allowed to set the tone, whether we allow them to do it or the officials allow them to do it. So I kind of feel like that was a learning experience. It was kind of it wasn't even a slap in the face. It was more like a good hook or a good roundhouse kick that we took on our home turf. And that just doesn't sit well with me.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Right. Yeah. I don't like it.
You can't let them set the tone. Even if it's, you know, borderline one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Not a dumb play, to be perfectly honest, right?
Right.
Take a couple early, kind of set the tone. This is how it's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get beat up front in this one. And they got beat up front in this one. That's when I walked out and went, whoa. It wasn't the outcome of the score. It was like, wow, they really beat up on you.
Right.
That can't happen. Offensive line, defensive line, gotta come to play and gotta come to play physical.
Well, and I think also too, when you look at, you know, the Chiefs and setting the tone, a lot of the times the tone is set by them too. Like if they get beat early on defense, the tone is absolutely set by them. And it's set by number 32, Tyrann Mathieu. He is the catalyst for that defense. If he starts to run hot, as we've talked about, that's a tone being set. He can't be that guy that he was in the Super Bowl or the couple of times we've seen this year where he's, you know, not able to keep his composure on the sidelines. Those things have to be intact going into this game against Buffalo because they will take advantage of that.
Now, I will say defensively, Chiefs did not have Chris Jones.
You're right. Yep.
Did not have Charvarius Ward.
Did not have Melvin Ingram.
Did not have Melvin Ingram on the roster.
Right.
Frank Clark was just coming back from being out. Yeah. He wasn't anywhere close to 100%.
And it wasn't the postseason.
So three... You're talking about, and it wasn't the postseason. It was the postseason Frank. It was ridiculous. So your three key contributors to being physical up front were either not here or not 100%.
Correct.
Okay.
Completely different defensive
Need
line.
Need those guys to play.
Completely
and
different
defensive
line.
And then Ward, obviously,
line.
You got different responsibilities other than, you know, muscling up. But you got to be, you got to muscle up and be good on the outside.
Hopefully Fenton's able to come back too, because if Mike Hughes has to play a lot, it could be a long day in
that
area too. Rashad
Fenton was a sneaky not available last week that you're like, yeah, he's got an impact. There's a drop off after
no doubt
after Rashad Fenton's on the field. So definitely need him back. So missing some pieces in that first matchup defensively that I think can help you set the tone in a different direction.
You're seeing a totally different defense, Josh. I mean, it's a totally different defense. If Buffalo walks in here and goes, well, we watched the film from week four, well, then you missed a lot of players.
Dan Sorensen was playing every play.
Every play.
Literally played 100% of the plays at that point in time. We know they made the pivot there. Juan Thornhill now is the starter at that safety spot. Not that you're not going to see Sorensen, but he has been put in a better role for himself and for the defense, right? So it is completely different in that regard than it was early in the season.
Right.
913-576-7610. We're discussing streaming possibilities for the Royals on TV. There was a report out yesterday that the Sinclair, which owns Bally Sports, has now developed it or is going to be developing its app. It looks like the price point could be $225 a year,
which is a lot. A lot.
Which I feel is a lot. What's your price point? What would you be willing to do? Of course, you can listen to the games free right here on 610 Sports Radio. But we get it. You want to watch the TV? I do too. I want to watch the TV. Yeah. I want to make it accessible. I want to stream. Unlike you, I don't subscribe to. I'm streaming everything now.
Right.
I want it available there. I think it should be available there. So much other stuff is. You can watch just about everything. But baseball's making it difficult. Jason in Olathe is up here on 610 Sports Radio. Jason, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, boys?
Terrific.
Good. First of all, the $220 or whatever for the baseball, man, that's too expensive. I feel like they're kind of charging because there's a lot more games. They think they can get more money, but that's too expensive. My real question, though, has more to do with streaming football.
Uh-huh.
Last year, I went through the whole season using an app that was free. Until the Super Bowl, it was too much traffic on the internet. Couldn't get it done. I didn't know what you guys use or what any of the listeners use to stream the football games. I was wanting to stream the Chiefs and just pay for a subscription throughout the Super Bowl.
If you want to stream like the now, Chiefs, Jason, and you live here in Kansas City and it's on local TV, it's free at NFL.com. Just use the NFL app. Use the Yahoo app. I mean, use whatever TV network is putting it up. Use their app. It's all free. I mean, that's the beauty of football.
Now, for
if
the
you're
Super
a local
Bowl,
fan, you get your games for free.
For the Super Bowl, I mean, you get a $15 antenna and you're set, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, where I live, for some reason, I can't pick up a certain channel, NBC, and a couple of the other ones.
Huh.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
Okay.
But you could do it. You can definitely stream it on the app. Like, I don't even know what channel the Super Bowl's on this year. Is it on NBC
I
this year?
I think it's NBC.
Okay, that's right, because DeFoy's
Michelle
last
DeFoy's
game.
Last
right.
game
so the Peacock app will have the Super Bowl. I'm almost positive. I mean, they've been carrying the playoff game, so why wouldn't they carry the Super Bowl on the Peacock app? And I think that stuff is for free on the Peacock app.
Will that one even stream local? Like your
mean?
Local team, or will it black out your local team?
I don't know about that.
I didn't because I wasn't home. I didn't watch. I know that the Chiefs game, they were advertising the Chiefs being
right.
on Peacock,
and I'm sure it was
on Sunday this past week. So
yeah.
I didn't know what that.
I'm sure
that
it
was.
Is. I mean, the NFL gives the games to their fans for free. That's why it's become the sport that it is. Because if you live in Kansas City, you legitimately don't have to pay one dime to watch any Chiefs game because every game is on free TV. Meanwhile, baseball wants to charge people $20-some a month to consume their games.
Someone says 162 games, I would pay $1 per game.
Yeah.
Okay, that's less. That's less than $225.
Well, like
okay, someone else says I wouldn't pay more than $9.99 a month.
Yeah,
I think that looks like a good number. Like $9.99, we're like, okay, I can swallow it. Mm-hmm. $225 is breaks down to what $18.75 a month mm-hmm. just for baseball.
Yeah,
someone else says $25. I'm guessing that's for the season.
No, that's per month.
But somebody says $25.
Oh,
I'm doubting their price
yeah.
points. If your price point's $25, they got an app for you.
Right. They do. They absolutely do.
I'm not paying for that crap. All this does is make more people steal it for free.
Right.
I think it does. It does induce you to find other avenues. Someone said, I would pay 50 cents per victory from the previous season.
I kind of like that idea.
That.
Yeah.
Really put the want to put the pressure on your team?
Win more games.
Win more games. We'll pay more money for it.
Yeah,
that's, I don't hate that idea.
It's true. I mean, it's really crazy though to see the way that baseball has gone about this. They're doing everything they possibly can to drive their fan base away instead of doing everything they possibly can to bring more people in. And it goes back to the ease and the ability to stream NFL games. I mean, there's so many different options out there, so many different ways, whether you're on a laptop, a computer, a TV, a tablet, a phone, it just doesn't matter. There are easy ways to go out there and stream those NFL games. Meanwhile, baseball's got a bunch of classic unwritten rules about TV deals that they have in place. And then if you want to get around those unwritten rules, or maybe they are written down now, they want to charge you an arm and a leg to do so. If baseball wants to grow and baseball wants to get better and baseball wants to get fans, you can't make it impossible for somebody to consume your product. Eventually, they're just going to go somewhere else. And the technology and the numbers show, Josh, the cord cutting is not going to stop. It is only going to increase. And if you're charging an arm and a leg for your app, well, that's why people cut the cord, because they didn't want to pay an arm and a leg anymore.
This was interesting as well. My price point is $65 a month. For my TV, period.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Like,
yeah,
if it fits in that window,
then it's done.
Then it's done.
Yeah.
Like, not just for baseball, like $65 my.
This is what I can afford. I like that.
That's good for you.
Yes.
You set yourself a budget, $65.
Right.
I gotta get this. If I got HBO Max and I got whatever, a Netflix mm-hmm. or whatever, I gotta get it all into $65.
Right.
We're talking
can you fit
through
it
this
there?
Though,
that's
like,
tough.
Like, we're surprised. This is the stereotypical baseball decision, is it not? Like,
I'm not surprised.
I'm just disappointed.
I'm like a parent here.
Yeah, it is. It's very disappointing because I want people to love baseball. I want people to be able to consume baseball however they want to do it, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on the television, whether it's in person. And if we can't get to the point in this game where we're forward thinking, we're now cutting our nose off to spite our face with this kind of stuff, Josh. And that's to me what it is. We're cutting our nose off to spite our face with these local blackout rules that don't give folks the ability to watch these games in their home market via a streaming service, unless now you're willing to pay an arm and a leg to the carrier. And the cost of paying for that is well past the range of what people are paying for normal apps that give you more.
They continue to weigh in on that. I think they missed their mark. So I'll continue to take your thoughts on that. We're going to shout it out coming up at 913-576-7610. Give us your topic to discuss, and we'll do it. And an asteroid is coming. All right, it's not exactly War of the Worlds.
Right.
But it got us thinking. Next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
All right, a lot going on the text line. You can weigh in on our Kansas City Unwritten Rules.
That's right.
You can weigh in on Shout It Out. Yep. Any topic you'd like to discuss. We kind of have to sift through some of these today because they're on various topics. And then also, feel free to weigh in on this next story because an asteroid is flying by the Earth today.
That's right.
Which is terrifying.
Don't look up.
How big is this asteroid?
It's terrifying. It's a kilometer wide. So if I remember my math, it's like 0.6 miles.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
We all nodding.
Sounds right.
Yeah, sure. Remember when we were going metric for a while?
Oh, we were?
We were going to adapt.
Like the rest of the world?
And we were going to adapt to the rest of the world. And that lasted.
Like 10 minutes. And we're like, yeah, we're America. Yeah. We're doing our own thing.
The pandemic was longer than our commitment to going metric.
Oh, it was much longer.
It's not even close. Yeah. Not even close.
Much longer.
But I remember from those conversions, I believe it's like 0.6 miles.
Right.
So a big ass rock. It's getting awfully close.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pass by the Earth today. It's the closest the object will come for the next 2 centuries.
Okay. Apparently. All right.
So, but you know, you never know. I've seen those movies before. Stuff enters our atmosphere. It gets scary.
Yep, it does. Yep. Okay. You got to send Bruce Willis up there to blow that thing up with Liv Tyler, right? Let's take care of business.
That's right. Try not to cry. Mm-hmm. Try not to cry, too, when he gives
She'd
himself
love
up.
That guy.
When she gives himself up.
Mm-hmm.
If the asteroid were to hit us today,
okay,
give me three things in Kansas City you'd want to get done.
I'd like to have one more Royals parade.
Ooh, I like that.
I want one more Royals parade because that was spectacular, and it has to be on a beautiful day in November too. We can't have like cloudy days or bad weather. Right. It has to be an 80-degree day, perfect weather. Give me another Royals parade.
All right.
Give me another platter of Cajun chicken wings from Smokehouse Barbecue because I'm going down strong on this one, Josh. I'm eating whatever I want.
Hashtag
that day.
Ad.
Hashtag ad. Maybe a little bit of an ad, and I want to be able to complete the entire KCK taco tour. My wife and I started to do this.
Oh, that sounds good.
We've
gotten
to one place. There's like 50 of them on the list. It's basically one a week. I want to do all of them in one day.
Nice.
So I could say I crossed that
ate all
off
the tacos.
List.
That's
ate
good.
All the tacos.
That's good.
So there's going to be a lot of eating and watching a parade.
All right. I would want to sit in the Brewer's Room at Boulevard.
Okay. All
just right. like everything you thought you're going to make, let's make it. Let's
yeah,
go.
Let's
get
go.
That. Yep. Let's get that vat out there. Let's brew them up and let's sample away. I'd want one more tour of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
That would be great. If you could do it with Buck O'Neill,
well,
right?
Buck's obviously, but Bob, I'll take Bob.
No, Bob is fantastic.
Bob's
but
fantastic.
Like, if we could create the ultimate
Correct.
Scenario,
the ultimate one,
Buck would be
Buck
there.
Would be taking. I had the pleasure of doing that one time. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then I know our boss who fancies himself as an athlete.
That's right.
Would want to go take batting practice at the K.
Mm-hmm. He thinks he could hit home runs.
I know I can't hit home runs, but I know I could hit golf balls out of there. I want to tee it up and let it rip at the K and just start splattering golf balls all over
like
the place.
Like on the field or in the stands, like a Top Golf type of thing.
No, I'll be at home plate.
Okay.
But I'm spraying fountains and if I'm slicing, I don't care. It's
right.
Chucking off rivals or whatever. But I know I can hit those out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'd be hitting golf balls at the K.
I would like to do that too. But what I think when they move into the new downtown stadium in the wintertime, they create a Top Golf at the stadium and you go into the upper deck and you just hit golf balls out onto the
they
field.
They did that
and
at
into
Arrowhead.
The skyline.
They did that at Arrowhead a couple years ago where you could go, but I'd be too busy trying to smack it out of the stadium.
Sure.
Trying to smack it out of the stadium. I would hit the spinny truck.
Right.
Knock out a window of the spinny truck with a golf ball.
Landed in the old hot tub that used to be out there.
You have some things you want to do before the asteroid hits?
I got one. Let's go to Cinderblock and let's have some Il Padrone.
There you go. Very accomplished. That's good. That's very good.
Yeah.
Good
very
thinking
good.
On your head. Mm-hmm. I knew there was something about you that had that smart one under.
It is.
Let's shout it out. 913-576-7610. It's brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. They are simply the best.
Oh, breaking news. Jamaica has a bobsled team, apparently, that's going to be in the Olympics.
They're back.
Yeah, they're back,
awesome.
Baby. How about that?
Three events they qualified for. How? Bobsled.
Oh, all right. Yeah, they did. Three Olympic events. The Jamaican bobsled team is back, baby.
I used to hate them, remember?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Now I have Shady, so I have LeSean McCoy now, so my angst towards the bobsled team is not as
good anymore. Nah. Huh? All right, let's shout it out. As you said, brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Check them out at southlandtow.com, and if you mention 610, you will save 10%.
You guys are really making my job difficult back here. With
a lot
the,
going on today on the text line.
I know.
Text line's kind of full.
All right, shout it out to Nick Allegretti for Angry Runs.
Yeah, that's right. He got the scepter.
That's awesome.
They call that. Yeah, it was fantastic. Congratulations to Nick Allegretti.
Shout it out to garlic chicken pizza. Better than expected and gone too quick.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Garlic chicken pizza.
Now I gotta.
Is that a white?
Ask white sauce, right?
A white sauce, probably, right?
Do you have full cloves of garlic that have been roasted and put on there, or is it like a garlic powder that brought out the garlic flavor? Mm. Either way, that sounds really good.
Shout it out to my daughter. I believe this is pronounced Brilia. Brilia.
She turns 10 like
today.
Happy birthday.
That's a pretty name.
Yeah, 10.
Brilia. Happy birthday. If we're pronouncing it right, I hope we are. Brilia.
Yep. Happy 10th birthday. Double digits.
Very unique. And shout it out to Alexa. This morning I told my Alexa to play 610 Sports, and she told me 6 times 4 is 24.
That's right. Tell Alexa to play 610 Sports Radio Kansas City.
That's right. You got to make sure you say Kansas City in there.
That's funny.
That is fantastic. I love that. 24.
Shout out to Mortal Kombat. Did you know Mortal Kombat was actually based on an old Scandinavian worship song? I have no idea.
No,
what
I don't
means.
Know. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, they say it's a Finnish hymn.
I like it.
Bob scratching his head going, no,
just,
they didn't.
What?
Yeah. Oh, Finnish hymn.
Shout out to Jamaica.
Get it? Finnish hymn? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That is good. Huh. You know what? Whoever thought of that, man, that's really good.
I appreciate when we get these jokes because it's Wednesday. I guarantee you this one's been churning in this person's brain for several days.
Correct.
And this was the time they finally could unleash it.
Right.
That's what I like.
I mean, that's really good. Kudos to you, man. Your brain is working in a different way than mine. I like it. That's good. That's really good. That's smart. I would never have thought, finish him. Oh, that's a Danish song or whatever. Scandinavian song.
I'm going to mix topics here. Shout out to Bally's. Bally's needs to be paying me $2.25, not me paying them.
That'd be, I get it.
Yeah.
Shout it out to the guy who pooped his pants yesterday. Hope it's going better today.
I know. Yeah.
Hope you have a better day,
hope
sir.
Hope you're getting a bounce back today. Yeah. I do like this one from the text. I mean, we asked if you were had to do something. With the asteroid coming, you know, today, I'd want to have a piece of pizza with Alex Gordon, catch a pass from Mahomes, and get a coffee from the roastery.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Good.
Someone else just says, I'm getting ripped and pulling up a lawn chair. I don't mind that either.
Sit out there with a bottle of hooch and watch this thing, baby.
I feel like
here it comes!
I think it's what Randy Quaid thought he was going to do on Independence Day, and then he had to jump in the fray.
How come these things never hit the earth? They try to scare us with this stuff all the time, and these things always just fly by.
Yeah.
One day, are we going to get detonated? Like, is that a real possibility that one day we just absolutely get smashed? Get
with asteroids?
I don't know. Advocating for this, Bob?
No, I'm not advocating. I don't know. Like, we hear these stories all the time. Like, oh, it flew by us. It missed us.
Ah, just missed us.
Just
actually,
missed us.
It's never going to come near us in 1,000 years.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's right. And it lands in the ocean and nobody knows. And then it causes a tsunami and they evacuate Hawaii.
Shout out to my high school basketball team, Stewartsville Osborne Wildcards. Big win last night. Is that a Wildcards?
I don't know. I like that name, though.
Right?
Wildcats.
If it's Wildcards, I like better than Wildcats.
You never know.
Unique.
That text
like
always
it.
Changes stuff. So.
That is true. But if it's Wildcards, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I like that name.
That's all we got for today, fellas.
Oh, there's one more. I'll take this one. Our neighbor pulled out of his driveway in a Honda.
Mm-hmm.
I said he left on his own accord. My wife then walked out of the room. Good.
Ew.
So you need to save those jokes for us because you know
dad jokes.
Your wife won't appreciate
your
it.
Your wife will not like it, but we will.
We will appreciate it.
That's really
we
good.
We will appreciate it.
But if it's in Johnson County, it's an Acura.
Right.
Is that another unwritten Kansas City rule? If you live in Johnson County, you must have an Acura.
That Acura SUV, yeah. Yeah, drive it terribly.
That's right.
That's pretty,
yes,
much, that's pretty right. much true. Mm-hmm. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty and Odyssey Station. We'll check in with Josh Reed, a sports reporter from Buffalo, News 4 in Buffalo. He's actually heading here already.
Oh, already?
That's right.
Here.
That's right. We're going to catch him at the airport. I suppose they got to come and do a bunch of stories ahead of time.
Oh, those stand-ups. We're here in Kansas City, and the first story will be about the barbecue. And I'm guaranteeing you they do a barbecue versus wings story.
Of course. We'll ask him what's on the Bills slate, but what's on the TV slate.
Right, so, exactly.
He handles some pre-game coverage as well involving the Bills, so we'll chat with him coming up in just a few minutes. On the text line today, get your Kansas City unwritten rules in. Mm-hmm. 913-576-7610. I like this one from a little bit earlier. Someone says, Kansas City unwritten rule, quick trip is takeout.
Yeah, it is. No,
it's
no
true.
Question.
It's true. You can get all your meals there. That's right. Absolutely fantastic. We'll vote for anything online. That's true. Got Tyrann Mathieu money for his charity.
Yeah, congratulations,
Tyrann. The Walter Payton Man of the Year tweets. We won that. Kansas City won that social media thing again. And got some money for the Tyrann Mathieu Foundation, which is really
fantastic.
Cool. So we do great stuff like that. So give us your Kansas City unwritten rules. We'll do that throughout the show today at 913-576-7610. Of course, Chiefs and Bills coming up on Sunday night. I'll join Mitch Holtis and Danny Hughes on the broadcast 5:30 on 106.5 The Wolf. Mitch, of course, joins us Fridays at 7:30 as well, coming up a little bit later on in the week.
Yep.
Matchup, rematch of obviously last year's AFC Championship game, week five as well. And even listening to our counterpart in Buffalo, WGR, I mean, it's more about last year's AFC Championship game rematch.
Yeah, the regular season rematch doesn't mean anything.
Than it is the early season one. It was like, that's all great and fine, but I felt like they get it too. It's about what you do in the playoffs. Much like, I think, probably the fallout from New England, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got him in the regular season, but this was the one
that counts. This is the one that matters. We got him in the postseason.
This is the one that counts. Josh Reed is from News 4 in Buffalo, sports reporter there. He's making his way already to Kansas City. And Josh, thanks for joining us this morning from, I think, Chicago. He's halfway here because, you can't get here directly. We apologize for that. New airport's coming. Next go around, maybe so. But Josh, you are arriving in Kansas City early, so that got us thinking, what are you working on the TV side in your, I guess, early arrival in Kansas City ahead of Sunday?
Yeah, good morning. Here at Midway, as you said, no direct flight.
So right.
We're hanging out here. We start doing specials, as far as like previewing the game on Thursday. So we get in the day before just in case something gets lost on the way, any gear, camera equipment, stuff like that. Not that any airlines ever lost anything.
No, never. No. But it's more important, though. You got to get a day early in case the airline just decides we're not flying you there.
Well, and an extra day of barbecue. That's never going to hurt anybody as far as we're concerned. So, we're going to get in there tonight or, this afternoon. Hit the ground running, do some reports for the news today, and then we got some shows tomorrow. Friday, Saturday, and of course, the big day Sunday.
Yeah, what's the buzz like in Buffalo right now for this game? Is it the confidence? Is it trepidation? Is it a combination of both? What are you getting a feel from Bills fans right now about this one?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of both. I would say that the way they handled New England has them probably a little chestier maybe than they would have been. Walking around on their toes a little bit more because that was just a complete dismantling of Bill Belichick and his crew. I think they're pretty confident, but they also in their memory is what happened in the AFC Championship game. That's not too far removed, and I think they know that the difference between Mac Jones and Patrick Mahomes is a mighty giant chasm. So I think they know that the Bills are going to have to play their best. Their team's going to have to play their best if they're going to advance the AFC Championship game.
From a fan perspective, I would get it if this were the case. From a player perspective, I'm guessing it's move on. But any fear of a hangover from kind of slaying New England? I know how big of a weight hanging over them and everybody has been the Patriots, and that felt very cathartic on Saturday to get through that.
Yeah, I would say that may have been maybe a concern if it was a regular season game, but I think you get to this point of the year, everybody's so locked in on, you know, they realize that you lose and you're done. Like, it's all over until next fall. So I don't sense that that's going to be an issue at all. And plus, you know, from their perspective, you know, sure, they were able to exercise some demons early in the regular season against Kansas City, but they know that when, you know, when everybody was all in and the pot was flush and everybody was sitting around the poker table, that they got beat. They flat out got beat by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So, you know, I think that's still in the forefront of their mind.
We're talking with Josh Reed of News 4 in Buffalo on his way to Kansas City. A lot of Chiefs fans are saying, well, Tre'Davious White is out. He's not going to play, and that's a benefit to them. What kind of impact does him not being part of this team now, being on IR for quite a while now, what kind of impact does that have on the defense going against the Chiefs team that can throw the ball all over the joint?
It's huge. I mean, he is one of the premier cornerbacks in the entire NFL. I mean, it cannot be overstated, but Levi Wallace and Dane Jackson have done a pretty admirable job, both having to kind of step their game up at cornerback. Now, you know, there's no replacing Tre'Davious White. The safeties that the Bills have, that duo is about as good as anybody in the NFL. Jordan Poyer, first team, All-Pro. Micah Hyde, second team. Sensational. And those guys kind of pull the strings on what happens in that secondary. And because they're back there, I feel like it gives those younger cornerbacks a little bit of, you know, a little more confidence than maybe they would have if they didn't have those two back there.
Have the Bills been built with the Chiefs in mind? It certainly seems like that there's an arms race afoot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, 100%. Look, general manager Brandon Bean, right after that loss, you know, the AFC Championship game, he made it very clear that there was going to need to be some roster moves and rearrangements and additions in order to basically get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. Like, look, almost everything they did this offseason, draft, free agency, you name it, was to get to this game and get over the hurdle this time. And it's all about Kansas City. That's the team.
What happens if they lose?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think it depends on how they lose, right? I think that will, you know, the narrative is way different if, you know, they lose by 1 point in overtime and Mahomes makes a great play to Hill and it's against, you know, maybe Dane Jackson, you know, and you're going round. And if Tre'Davious is in there, maybe it's a little different story. If they come out, lose by 3 touchdowns, can't get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, I think, you know, then I think there's going to be a lot of, now what? Now what do we do?
Yeah.
Right now, though, the way Josh Allen is playing, I'm telling you, this kid is special. I mean, you guys get to see it every week with Patrick Mahomes. Well, Bills fans get to see it with Josh Allen every week. You know, there were 6 big marquee games on the Bills' schedule. 3 against the Patriots, the Chiefs game, the Buccaneers game, and, of course, I'm going to forget one. But anyway, 6 marquee games, and he threw 17 touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Wow.
He threw for over 300 yards in 5 of those 6 games. The only one he didn't was when the wind was like 80 miles an hour in Buffalo.
Yeah.
He ran for 60 yards per game in those 6 games. He has the ability to put a team on his back and will them to win. So it's going to be a fun show on Sunday.
All right, Josh, safe travels. Best of luck with the airport. Don't mention my name. I think I've trash talked a few of the airlines. So hopefully don't tell me, know me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I want to make sure I get on this flight.
That's right. Make sure you get on that flight.
If you have to drive, it's only 7.5 hours. Yeah. You'll be just fine.
You'll be able to get here by Sunday.
That's right.
Nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely. Take care, guys. Enjoy the week.
All right, you too. Josh Reed, News 4 in Buffalo. Pity him. He's trying to get through the airport.
Oh, it's terrible.
Today.
It's awful. Any day trying to get through the airport today, you want to pity somebody. Yeah. Come on, Hyperloop. Get here quicker. Let's go, Hyperloop.
Yeah, yeah. So,
let's go, Hyperloop.
I like that. Were they built with cheese in mind?
Oh, yeah. And then I said, what happens if the Bills lose? Because if you build a team to specifically beat one team and you don't beat that team, what the hell have you done?
Yeah. Well, then I guess you have to continue to go back to the drawing board.
I mean,
right?
what have you done? Like if this is Buffalo's best chance, right? The Tre'Davious White thing will be a crutch for them to fall back on if they lose this football game. Well, we didn't have Tre'Davious White. You can't do that because every year there's going to be somebody that's injured. There's going to be somebody that's banged up. There's going to be somebody that doesn't play. This is Buffalo's best chance to knock off Kansas City. They got a better defensive line. They got two all-pro safeties. They got a dual-threat quarterback. They got a fantastic running back. They got great wide receivers. Like, it sets up. If they don't beat Kansas City, maybe you just look at it and go, well, we're never going to win.
No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do because I don't know this is their best chance. I mean, Chiefs are good.
Mm-hmm.
You might have a better chance, like Chiefs were beat up and no one's playing and they're down, blah, blah, blah. Their best chance might have been week 5.
Well,
in that regard, right?
Maybe,
Chris Jones, all those things. This is a heavyweight toe to toe. So I don't know if this is your best chance, but I think they can feel confident they can go heads up and let's see where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
I don't think it's fair to call that their best chance because I don't think they have a fantastic chance. They may have other times where they have a much better chance,
maybe,
to be able to do it. Because this Chiefs team's good. So.
Yeah, it is a good team, but it's not the same team that everybody's accustomed to, right? There's an opportunity here for Buffalo that didn't present itself a year ago. Whether they capitalize on that, I don't know. I don't think they are. But if they don't, like, you geared up all year for this, and then you got, like, coal in your stocking. It's like, well, the year sucked. It's a wasted year for Buffalo.
Yeah, it's tough. And it doesn't happen in the AFC Championship, right?
Right.
This feels like it, man. I mean, this really does.
And you're eliminated a week earlier than you were a season ago.
Yeah.
So, essentially, you didn't even reach where you were last
step
year.
Step back because you, yeah.
Yeah.
Factually, like, well, that year they didn't even reach the AFC Championship
And Buffalo's better than they were a season ago,
then
right?
Then you put the asterisk go, but it was the Chiefs.
It was the Chiefs, but who knows, man?
Let's keep it that way, whatever it is.
Yeah.
However you have to lick your wounds afterwards, I'm hoping you're licking your wounds afterwards.
Correct.
That's all. But you'll always have the New England game.
You'll always have that for you. That's
and
right.
For some of the fans, that seemingly is, I don't want to say it's enough, but it's a big factor in moving forward for them. We'll ask forever Chiefs linebacker Joe Mays how he'd try to contain one Josh Allen. He joins us next.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.